Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Those who took to the Detroit streets Wednesday night declare a victory as the 8 p.m. curfew was lifted. WWJ's City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas was there.
The end of day six, peaceful, and it stands in stark contrast to the 127 arrests made Tuesday night when protesters clashed with police near City Airport. Organizer Tristan Taylor among those arrested, but right after his release, he was back leading the rally and the march, and he is the one that made the announcement.
We will have Victory march back. Yes, she can't say there is no confusion.
In downtown Detroit, Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
People in several Detroit neighborhoods will be lighting candles in solidarity. Stephanie Young is president of the Rosedale Park Improvement Association.
It's a way to do this and to be peaceful, to be at your own home. You're not out, you're not anywhere, because the truth of the matter is Detroit was the epicenter for COVID-19.
Young says residents of the Grandmont, Rosedale, and other neighborhoods are invited to light a candle at the bottom of their driveways at 9:40 tomorrow night, and they'll stay lit for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the amount of time the officer was on George Floyd's neck in Minneapolis. Young says all neighborhoods and communities in and outside of Detroit, welcome to take part.
Stores are set to reopen today through the governor's latest executive order, but with some limitations. While appointments are no longer necessary, retailers may only keep the doors open with 25% capacity on their floors. Shoppers, as well as employees, must continue to wear face coverings while in enclosed spaces.
Well, bars and restaurants will open on Monday. WWJ's Charlie Langton, live and local, tells us not everyone's ready to go back to work. What do you mean, Charlie? Good morning.
Good morning. Well, good morning, Roberta. Yeah, that's right. Monday is the day that the governor said that restaurants and bars can reopen, of course, with proper social distancing. But waitress Tammy Kapusinski, she has been a waitress for 18 years at Leon's Family Dining on Telegraph and Taylor. She says that a return to work, she's nervous that she might contract the virus.
We touch the cash register to the food, dirty tables, the glasses, the menus, come in contact with all the customers. People are not going to be able to wear a mask when they're eating.
Now, the owners of the rest of Leon's restaurant, they say that they are maintaining their restaurant in a safe and clean manner, and they say that they would like to have Tammy come back. If Tammy doesn't come back, though, she could jeopardize her continued unemployment benefits. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
No fair. WWJ's Mike Campbell, live and local on the latest summer events to be canceled in Southeast Michigan by the coronavirus. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Paradise Concessions does a lot of the local fairs, usually. Owner Randy Paradise says not this summer, though.
Allen Park Art Fair canceled, Ann Arbor Art Fair canceled, Wyandotte Art Fair canceled, Trenton Street Fair canceled. Owosso was this coming weekend, the Kerwood Festival, it's canceled.
Armada is a big fair in a small community. It, too, has been canceled. So is the much larger Oakland County Fair.
Pretty much all the county fairs in the state are done, and the reason they're done is because the 4-H program is run through Michigan State University. and they're not going to participate in any of the 4-H programs or the fairs because they don't want to take a chance.
Concessionaire Randy Paradise says he's not sure yet about Milford Memories Art Fair. The board reportedly has a meeting June 15th to decide its fate. The state fair in Novi of late hasn't made an announcement yet, though a decision on that may come in the next 2 weeks or so. And among the cancellations, a few, including the St. Clair County Fair, are going to have virtual offerings so those kids who are in the 4-H programs can still show off their work. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.